Welcome to the Tech Data World podcast, the independent voice in aerospace, defense, and space technical information, covering all the news, reviews, gossip, opinion, software, standards, and specifications in the information production and deployment field.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast version of Thursday Thoughts. Thursday Thoughts, episode 15. I can't believe it already. When we started these things, it only seemed like yesterday. But anyway, Thursday Thoughts, episode 15. Here we are. This is a special podcast recorded version of said live broadcast, just because what we found was that when we were using the audio from the live stream, if I had to have the air conditioning on, it meant that we had to kind of reduce the quality of the audio. And anybody who knows me, A-type personality, everything has to be just so. So what we did and what we decided was that what we will do is we will do our live broadcast, make sure that that goes well, and then afterwards we will do a special podcast version. Yes, I know it means extra work for me, but it means better quality for you. So we are going to follow a similar kind of theme. If you've watched any of our live versions or you've watched any of the recorded versions on our YouTube channel or our website, essentially we'll go through some of the latest industry news and some of the stuff that we think is interesting, then some TDW updates, and then we'll just go over some questions that we may have received in the last week or so. Now, as you know, this is the first one that we've done for a couple of weeks because Claire and I celebrated our 21st wedding anniversary last week. And thank you to everybody who did send in their well wishes. And yes, we had a very nice day. We went off and we had a nice lunch at a local pub here in just outside Bognor Regis, actually, a place called Uving. And although it was a very, very hot day, we did have a lovely, lovely lunch. Now, when we did the live broadcast of this for this week's Thursday Thoughts, the Goodwood Festival of Speed is on. I'm actually recording this now at 6:30 in the morning, so hopefully it should be nice and quiet. Maybe some dog walkers will walk past. You might hear those, but it'll all add to the ambiance of the podcast. So let's get into the podcast. And at the end, I do have two announcements, so do stick around. Do try and stick to the end of this. There's two opportunities that I wanted to mention and might be interesting to you, especially if you are a freelance or a small technical publications company, or if you have some simplified technical English software. Anyway, let's get into some of the news. So the first thing that I picked up was that the EU copyright laws that they are trying to change. This is something that is going through the European Courts of Legislation or whatever it is that they have over there in Brussels. And it essentially is going to change the way that we can share content online. And it seems that the large organizations, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the LinkedIns, and these guys are lobbying the European Union to say, you know, what you're trying to implement is crazy. And actually, what they are trying to implement, in my view, is absolutely crazy. The example I gave yesterday on Thursday Thoughts was, well, if somebody posted something on LinkedIn and I decided to share it, have I now breached these new copyright laws? And in any case, so it looks like these have been stopped at the first hurdle in the negotiations or the debate within the European Union, which means that it won't go through right now. And I understand it's going to be redebated in September. And I guess that we hope that all of the large organizations like Facebook and that can get them to rethink the craziness of this absolute nonsense legislation, as far as I can tell. Anyway, Alfresco. If you don't know what Alfresco is, it's an open source content management system which lots of software companies develop their solutions around. And with it being open source in aerospace and defense in the past, it's been something that's been frowned on. In fact, I was recently at a meeting where they said, we will never put our content in Alfresco. We will never put our content in open source software. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Alfresco has been awarded a security certificate from the US Department of Defense. This certificate means that they will be allowed and permitted to store DoD certified data. So no more will you be able to hide behind the open source argument for your technical content, especially if you are dealing with aerospace and defense information, which I thought was pretty phenomenal. Anyway, Honeywell, if you don't know Honeywell, they have a large customer support portal, and part of their support portal is you can access spares and, or you can order spares. You can't just go to a website and download a valve, but you can go to their website, you can order spares, but they also give you the ability to download technical publications. And what they've announced is that they have redesigned their B2B portal, which is to enhance user experience, if you like, and to give access to content that their maintainers or their MROs, etc., might need. I have tried to take a look at it, and unfortunately, it's all hidden behind an firewall now, not a firewall, a login page now. So where before you could kind of get a sense of what was going on, now everything is hidden behind a page. So yeah, if you want to have a look at that, I think I said go and Google technical publications and Honeywell, and they will will take you to the portal. Now, if you want to read any more about any of these articles that I am mentioning in the podcast, then simply just go to our webpage and have a look at the blog article, and all of the links are contained within that blog article. So, and I will, you will then go off and be able to read all of where I get this information from till your heart's content. Anyway, Airbus, sixth generation stealth fighter. So the F-35 has only just come into service here in the United Kingdom for the UK MOD, and Airbus has already announced that they are planning the replacement of the F-35, which I thought was phenomenal. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how France and Germany have come together to replace, or looking to replace, the Eurofighter. So they're going for the next generation of the Eurofighter. Well, Airbus have also said now they are going to replace the F-35, or they're planning on looking at replacement of the F-35. Now, supportability is something that we are getting more and more involved with our friends at Aspire. And as you will likely know, that there are lots of programs. We mentioned lots of programs now here at TDW that are having supportability type issues. Supportability, of course, technical publications falls into the wider discipline of supportability. And there seems to be a trend in projects having supportability issues. In fact, there are some real life examples that we're going to talk about at our conference this year. I'll talk a little bit more about that later on, where programs, or should we say operating environments, so defense level organizations, are saying that they will not deploy a piece of equipment because the risk is too high that it won't actually perform as designed. So anyway, BAE Systems and the BAE Howitzer production has been, or it's been claimed in this article that I read, was that it's supposed to be flawed and has some supportability issues, is what they're saying. So again, go and have a read of that. It's really quite interesting, and it's, like I said, it's a bit of a trend when it comes to supportability type issues. This one I picked out because it was funny. And the press release simply said, Raytheon, Lockheed, Northrop Grumman win $4.1 billion US defense contract. And that is all it said. And this was a blog article. It didn't say what it was for. It didn't say what was being procured for $4.1 billion, which is almost £4.1 billion now, because the pound is so deep in the mire. But the, you know, they could be buying toilet rolls, they could be buying a new air platform, they could be buying electronic warfare systems, I don't know. But anyway, if anybody at any of those organisations is listening, please do get in touch with us and tell us what the programme is, if you're allowed. And we will certainly share it with the community. So BAE Systems, Vodafone and others, this says, have come together to create a security intelligence network. So this is kind of cybersecurity. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago and in some real earlier podcasts that Thales are going into this in a very big way, into cybersecurity, and they're looking at blockchain, and they're looking all at all of these things. And I think I remember talking about bring your own encryption from Thales. Now, it seems that BAE Systems, Vodafone, and a couple of others are coming together to create their own cyber online security intelligence network, which is interesting because BAE Systems have also said that they believe, or one of the executives from BAE Systems said that they believe cyber attacks should be treated like airline accidents. Now, you can see why he's saying that, and I don't think it's because they've just announced this partnership with Vodafone and others. I think it's a genuine attempt to make airlines and data holders or operators, doesn't have to necessarily only be airlines, take cybersecurity seriously. Now, most organizations I deal with right now do take it seriously. They have cybersecurity divisions. The UK MOD set up its own cybersecurity division. You know, that lots of places now have cybersecurity. I was at a meeting this week where a member of the IT team was specifically there, and his role was cybersecurity. So there you go. I thought that was quite interesting. So I think that, you know, if an aircraft has a, if an organization, an airline has a cyber attack and they have to call in the aircraft accident investigation branch or local equivalent, I think it could raise the ears of many organizations where they'll have to start taking this stuff seriously. And to be fair, I think most people are taking it seriously. I think it's a bit of a non-article, but I get where he's coming from with his message. Again, link in the blog. Rolls-Royce in the US has won a $420 million defence contract for some new engines. Our friends at Kongsberg Defence in Norway, I said yesterday, it's been a very, very long time since I've been to Norway, but I went to Norway and I spent some time with what was then Carina and Toralf, who is now one of the directors of Flatiron Sjuv. And it was one of the most beautiful places I've been to in the world. And I think that, you know, this is a one of those warfare protection platforms for shipping. And congratulations to those guys. I remember an old friend of mine, Johnny Stower, was at that organization. I don't know if you're still there, Johnny. So BAE Systems, if you didn't hear, did in fact win the C5000 program. Now, the article that I'm referring to here is a dual article, because they talk about, you know, why they won it in this article, a little bit of BAE Systems chest beating, and but the wider article here is that this win for the BAE Systems organization actually is opening the door to maybe someone like Canada buying these frigates also. And I believe that Canada are looking for around 48 of these. And so they, whilst the Brexit campaigners here in the UK are this, they're marching this about as some kind of win for Brexit, it actually, when you read the actual full articles, it says that this will be produced and developed down in Australia. So there is going to be some services components and maybe some tier one, tier two supplier type inputs onto the program, but in the main, as what I've read and what I've heard on podcasts, etc., it's going to be developed down in Australia. So, talking Brexit, and I'm trying my very, very hardest to stay away from this toxic topic, is that Britain and Sweden could come together to develop the next generation of fighter. Now, I believe this is probably a reaction to France and Germany announcing that they too are going to develop a generation of fighter. And what they're saying now is that Britain and Sweden may come together, we'll develop our own stuff, you guys develop your own stuff. I did see as well on the Galileo project another announcement basically saying that France doesn't believe the UK has the capability to go off and develop its own satellite system. So I think this is just, you know, politics is getting a little bit acrid here at the moment, but so it seems lots of these Brexit kind of related articles are appearing. So Farnborough Airshow, I understand that UTC will be there at the Farnborough Air Show, and they have announced, or they will be announcing next week, that they will be expanding their F-35 MRO operations in Wolverhampton here in the UK. As I mentioned earlier, F-35 has just been brought into service here in the UK, and the UTC organisation will be expanding their operations to support that within the UK here within Wolverhampton. I'm going to go and drop by their booth, I hope, next week. So Wedgetail, the Boeing Wedgetail platform, was or is about to be procured by the UK MOD, as far as I can tell. And it sounds like Airbus and Saab are trying to challenge that programme. They actually are trying to convince the UK MOD to buy their platform. And it will, I'm sure, turn into a little bit of a battle, almost like the C-5000 platform. Do you remember that our friends at BAE Systems were kind of on the outside on that, and then they came in and they won it. So, this one will be a program. The Wedgetail, the Boeing Wedgetail, will be something that we need to watch with close eyes. Now, Boeing versus Airbus continues to be an ongoing battle. And this, you know, I mentioned a few weeks ago that Airbus comes together with the C-Series. I'll talk about the C-Series very shortly. And Boeing have come in and bought a controlling stake of Embraer. So I guess that they are going to basically see Airbus's stake on going after the smaller aircraft operator area. And it looks like that this will continue to go. I did read an article recently that said that Boeing's order book is basically twice the size of Airbus. I mean, Boeing, when you think about it, what a huge organization. It's absolutely phenomenal. And they continue to grow. And I mentioned in our last Thursday Thoughts that, you know, the order book for Boeing and Airbus combined in May alone was £7 billion. Frightening. Loads of money kicking around there at the Airbus and Boeing's arenas. Anyway, Bombardier and the C-Series, Airbus has announced that they are going to rename the platform. And they have said that they're going to be called the A220s, and I think it's going to be the 100 and 300 series is what I read. I'm sure if my friends at Bombardier are listening, I'm sure that you will correct me if I am wrong. So that's kind of the main news items that I picked out this week. I want to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on here at TDW for your enjoyment, shall we say, for your information. Yeah, let's say for your information. That's probably a little bit better. So TDW Live, I had a meeting last week in Bristol after the Combined Technical Documentation Working Group, and I had a meeting with my friends at Rheinmetall Technical Publications and BAE Systems and the Trilogy team. And essentially, TDW Live, we have decided now on a format, if you like. We always had a theme, and I've talked about how we're going to introduce some more supportability topics on day three, because we think it's important. And Peter and I are going to do a joint presentation on real life programs that are struggling with supportability, and we're going to say why they're struggling with supportability. But we keep getting asked where our innovation in information event has gone. We're going to try and incorporate that into day one this year. So day one is normally our workshop day. So we're going to have probably 3-hour presentations. And then in the afternoon, over lunch, we will all be able to go and play with technology and go and sit with the vendors and talk about how that will work with their organizations and how that can work with them. Something that's really important, and I know that some of you do come to our websites over the weekend, and some of you do spend a lot of time reading our stuff. This weekend, we are upgrading the TDW website. Why are we doing that? We're upgrading the TDW website purely because Google Chrome is now starting to block HTTP-only websites. Now, if you don't know what that means, it basically means that everybody should have a HTTPS web extension to their URLs. And if you don't have that, Google Chrome is now going to start flagging it to the users saying, hey, you are going to an insecure website. Now, all of our websites are all HTTPS. apart from Tech Data World, which is where all our blogs are held. So this Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, we will be migrating the main Tech Data World website to a HTTPS. We are told it will be a relatively smooth process and it should not take too long. But if you come to the Tech Data World website and you don't find us, or you says page cannot be displayed, that's because we're messing around with it from our side. All of the subdomains, so TDIQ, TDW Live, our podcast channel, the new members network that I'll talk about very shortly, will all work because they're all HTTPS. So you can go direct to those. And the only thing that won't work will be our blog channel. So please bear with us if you are going to go over to our website this weekend. We have, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we have introduced a new free network area where you can go and read online our magazine. So you can go to login.techdataworld.com, which is fully HTTPS, so it will load for you, and you can go and create an account and you can see some content that we don't make available anywhere else apart from behind that login page. It's completely free of charge for you to go and create an account, and you will be able to access some archives of our magazines, and you'll be able to access some content that we put up there for your pleasure. So login.techdataworld.com, go and have a look. Now, I did some live streams. I tried to do it. I wasn't very good at it. I did some live streams from the Tank Fest a couple of weeks ago and on the road this week, where I was with our friends at Rheinmetall Technical Publications. And second one went okay because I actually was sat in my hotel room. But the first one was actually quite rubbish. And when I did Thursday Thoughts, I put a little screenshot of me cutting my head off on this particular blog or this live stream from the Tank Fest. Now, the messages that we're getting is that you guys out there are liking that kind of content, so we will continue to try our very best to do it. In fact, next week, Thursday Thoughts, episode 16, I am on the road and I'm actually doing a little bit of business and pleasure, and I'm actually going to be trying to live stream from a campsite next to a river. So if you can make that, do try and join us. I think it will be fun, assuming that the bandwidth of either the Wi-Fi or my mobile phone tethering will hold it. If not, we'll just go live via another method that we have as a bit of a backstop. So podcast episode 12 was released this week. So I'm assuming that if you are subscribed to our channel via our podcasts, you probably already heard it. So I talk a little bit about eggs in basket. I talk about putting all your eggs in one basket from a software or services perspective and why it can go wrong. And I specifically talk about as well YouTube and how YouTube continually change their terms and conditions, which affects organizations like TDW, and why we then took the decision, you know what, we're going to create our own YouTube. Therefore, we are in control of our own destiny. We can do our own thing. And we can change our own terms and conditions. So that's why we have now started putting content behind login.techdataworld.com. And the first video that we uploaded, actually, is the second video. The first video that we put up there, we've just shared our why S1000D software costs so much. But this particular video that we put up is I wanted to talk a little bit about where innovation goes wrong. And I talk about a car that we've just recently purchased and some QR codes, and I take you to the British Motor Museum and I tell you a little bit about where somebody has scored a bit of an own goal with regards to implementing QR codes in their handbook. And it's funny but also cringeworthy. But then when you sit back and you think about how much money that has cost an organization, or how somebody has probably just got themselves into a world of hurt because they didn't QA the document properly. But anyway, I don't want to spoiler alert that too much. Do head on over and have a watch of that over at login.techdataworld.com. So Farnborough Air Show, I will be there on the Wednesday. And I know that there's a number of you already asked to sit and have a coffee with me. Yes, I do like a good cup of coffee. And I do like a nice, strong cup of coffee. So I am a bit of a coffee snob, as I said yesterday on Thursday Thoughts. Please do, if you are going to buy me a coffee, a nice double espresso or something along those lines. I do like it. I'll try not to overdrink it, though, because otherwise my ticker goes into overdrive. But I will be there on the Wednesday. The TDW magazine will be released on Monday, and the online version will be released on Monday. You'll be able to go and read Dr. Grumps's 10 top reasons why he hates S1000D, the reasons not to use STE, some behind-the-scenes stuff of the ASD specifications, some supportability articles and GDPR articles and some news roundups and all that kind of stuff. Go to login.techdataworld.com and go and have a read of that. But on Monday, you can go and create your account now and go and read the last issue if you want to go and do that as well. So that's kind of all of the news that's going on. I want to talk about some of the questions that came in to us here at TDW over the last couple of weeks. And I'll try and run through them as very quickly as I can. So we were asked by a fairly large OEM, what are the system requirements to run TDIQ? And those system requirements are nothing more than if you can run a HTML5 video in a browser, then you are good to go. So, but I did mention also on Thursday Thoughts is if you needed a page that you could set up and test with your IT department, we're more than happy to do that. We've done that for organizations where their IT departments can go and have a play with it, make sure they can get the video to run, and then we can look at you accessing TDIQ. We've had more questions around the S1000D CMP, so we are going to do some tutorials on that. And unfortunately, we won't be able to do that for a couple of weeks because we are just absolutely snowed at the moment. We've got so much going on that we will do it when we get back. But the CMP is something that is being asked for more and more by the big boys, and some of the smaller boys are having to get their head around how they can meet the CMP requirements. So the two opportunities that I talked about at the very, very beginning, one is, can you help us identify a simplified technical English tool? And the answer is yes. There's only a very, there's only really two or three that we can recommend and suggest that we know are robust. So we have set you up with a web demo coming up very shortly with our friends at Etaplan. They're going to show you how their tool works, specifically in and around Adobe FrameMaker. And we have put our feelers out for you, and that's what we've come up with. So you will get a demonstration very shortly on the Simplified Technical English tool. So the big one of the week is, can we help source authors stroke project managers for a new S1000D project in Germany? Now, this work can be done remotely, and it can also be done in Germany if you are based in Germany. So we have a guy who is looking for some technical authors, and he has been specific. He's looking for either freelancers or small technical publication companies that he can partner with. And I understand from the brief that we were given is that this work can also be done remotely. So I would assume that there would be some work that you would need to go to Germany and be part of the project team. But the S1000D business rules configuration and Brex module creation, I understand, can be done remotely. So if you are interested in that and you're a freelancer or you're a small technical publications house that's willing to partner with somebody on this, do get in touch with us at memberservices@techdataworld.com, and they will all be passed to me, and I will pass them over to our client in Germany. Now, they have had a look at techdatadirect.com, .info, sorry, and they have said that, you know, there are a couple of organizations on there that they think that they would be able to work with. So all contact details will be sent over to Germany for them to decide who it is they will contact and who it is they will decide that they want to try and pursue a conversation with. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the podcast version of the Thursday Thoughts, episode 15. Now, hopefully, this is a much better quality in terms of audio, and I hope that I'm coming across loud and clear. We're recording into one of these new H6 handy recorders that we bought specifically for the podcasting. So hopefully that's working well, and it saves Jamie a little bit of time in terms of trying to edit out air conditioning noises in the background. So as ever, ladies and gents, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, do get in touch with us. Do connect with me on LinkedIn and do follow us on the social channels. But do also go and create yourself an account on login.techdataworld.com.
Thank you for listening to the TDW podcast. Remember, you can keep your tech data skills current and relevant with a full TDIQ subscription. Visit www.techdataworld.com for more details. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for your next Tech Data World update. Until next time.